Well, thank you. And as Dr. Conger said, thank you for all coming. I was also thinking it would be there would be fewer of you than there are. So thank you for those of you who are here. And thank you to my colleague on this paper, Julie Cederbaum, who is my official baby holder. and here, in case my sleep-deprived brain kicks in, she'll pinch it for me. I have no disclosures. So this paper really came about because Julie and I and our colleague Dorian Traub have clinical backgrounds before we came to our doctoral work, and also have for some of us have continued. And that clinical background in health really led us to look at the educational environment for those social workers who want to practice specifically in the field of health. And I do a lot of teaching in this area in my program, one elective offering at the School of Social Policy and Practice at Penn. And am often struck by the inadequacy of training of social workers who are then expected to go out into the multiple healthcare arenas and function in a quite highly specialized field. And so we were interested in looking at the programs, the accredited MSW programs in the U.S., and to kind of get the state of the field for in terms of training for social workers who wanted to practice in health. We were interested in looking at what training programs were out there. Were there a significant number of concentrations offered by MSW programs, what the curricular requirements were of those programs, and then, because Julie and I both work in the arena of public health as well, how the social work and public health educational opportunities are converging. And I should say that this work was driven not only by our own personal interest from our practice background and our teaching responsibilities, but also given the recent 2010 Affordable Care Act, we're really coming up on a new decade where there are going to be increased workforce demands for social workers in the area of health. And are we prepared to do that? Are our programs ready to train social workers who can address the multivariate needs presented to us by the Affordable Care Act? So, a little bit of background. This is not a new issue. For 20 to 30 years, the literature has been positing this gap between workforce demands and educational initiatives for social workers who are going to practice in the field of health. And the literature talks about a need for us to really kind of buff up our training programs in terms of educating about healthcare systems, educating public health preventive focus, getting ready and geared up for this new ambulatory care model. This is how we're going to be delivering healthcare, and are we, you know, are social workers ready to meet the needs of an ambulatory model? The literature talks about the need to receive intensive training about both public and private insurance, the healthcare safety net, be ready to work on interdisciplinary or multidisciplinary teams, whichever way you choose to define them, and then really to have some background knowledge of the social determinants of health and theories of health behavior change. So we've been calling for this in the literature for about 20 to 30 years, but yet when we took a first glance, there really weren't a whole lot of training programs out there, so we wanted to look more in depth. And as I said, the 2010 ACA really exacerbates our training demands, and we need to see whether or not we're prepared to meet those demands. So in the 70s and 80s, there were some seminal surveys that revealed healthcare social work as a specialty in its infancy, but not a lot of consensus over whether or not there should be concentrations or specializations. Should we track students to train specifically in the field of health? And then we really, the literature doesn't have much to say for a good decade. In the late 90s, there was some work that found that looked at healthcare practice courses, specifically Kedushin and Egan, and they found only moderate inclusion of content related to the changes in our healthcare environment. The course materials, they commented, were very dated and non-empirical in nature, and there was little content on ambulatory care treatment centers. Vollen and colleagues highlighted the need for us to designate core competencies to guide social work, education, and health. And then in 2009, there was a CSWE survey of programs, and they found that 17.9% had a health-specific concentration. As I said, the literature has been calling for better training for social workers to meet the needs of the healthcare workforce, but we're not quite clear if we're up to speed yet. We were also interested in how well programs have addressed the trend or the need to kind of meld public health and social work training. How many programs out there are offering joint degrees? What do the course requirements look like? What type of training is happening there? And as Dr. Congress highlighted, there really are some similarities between the two disciplines, especially in the areas of advocacy, social justice, and emphasizing resilient strengths models. And so we were interested in trying to find out what is going on with social work and MPH programs. So what did we do? We undertook a systematic review of all the accredited MSW programs to understand what concentration your curriculum and course offerings were present for each program. And we looked at all accredited programs from the CSWE listing in 2010, and we looked at what they had available, published electronic material on their websites about their concentration year curriculum and course offerings. We included some search terms for courses relevant to health, including health, hospital, human sexuality, HIV, medical disability, and aging. And then what we did next was we linked the programs to the 2005 edition of the Carnegie Classifications of Institutions of Higher Education data file to look at university characteristics that may be correlated with having a health-specific concentration or specialization or offering an MPH dual degree program. So we started with 200 accredited programs that met our inclusion criteria, and they represented all four regions of the country, and two of them even in Puerto Rico, which I was surprised to see. 49 of those 200 programs, so almost a quarter, listed health as either a concentration or a specialization, and this is across both clinical or macro level concentrations. We didn't differentiate. Health programs were clustered in the Midwest and Northeast a bit, fewer of them definitely in the West and the South. And only 34 of those 49 programs that had a concentration or specialization designation were a dedicated health concentration. Okay? The concentration names varied. There were 16 different titles for health concentrations that we found amongst these programs. There was no clear consensus of what a health concentration should look like across schools. Everybody kind of did their own thing. And of those 34 programs that had a health-related concentration, less than half of them are singularly focused on health. The rest of them combine the concentration with some other area. And as you might guess, mental health was the was seen most frequently, followed by health and aging. And then, you know, the numbers are small here. We saw public health, Health and Human Services Administration, and Health and Urban Development as other dual concentrations with health. Then we took a look at the specific course requirements for those 13 programs that were health only, right? So you're not going to be focused on health and aging or health and mental health. And we were really interested in this because you all are aware of the limited course, the limited number of courses students take for an MSW. There aren't that many out there, and there aren't that many out there that are going to follow the concentration or specialization track. Once you get your core courses out of the way, whether it be HBSE or some of the policy courses, there aren't that many that they're going to have. And so if you have a program that is health and mental health or health and aging, the content that is specific to the healthcare field may be very limited. So we were really interested in those 13 programs that were just health, and we called them undiluted. So of those 13 programs, the course requirements were a little shaky. Only 38% of them had a health-specific practice course requirement. 35% of them had a health-specific policy requirement, and really disappointing to see, for me in particular, because I feel quite strongly about this, is how few of those programs required a theory course. And so students who are trained in a health-specific concentration track are getting very little in terms of health theories, very little in terms of, when we think about public health social workers, theories of behavior change and where we might see that intersection happening. There were a multitude of elective offerings in those concentration programs, so a lot of substance abuse and disability, lots of death and dying, mental health, aging, you can see. These were just the most frequent ones that we saw. So back to some of those characteristics of a university for programs that had a concentration or specialization. 29 of the schools were housed on a campus with an academic medical center, and 41 were housed on a campus with a Master's of Public Health program. Interestingly, only 19 of them, or 40%, offered a joint degree with a Master's in Public Health. So not as many schools as we might expect are taking advantage of the presence of the MPH program and offering dual degrees. Three schools that didn't have a health concentration or specialization listed on their published web material did also have a joint degree with a master's in public health. So here is just a table of the correlations for those university-level characteristics. And as you can see, there was a moderate to strong correlation between having the health concentration or specialization and the presence of the MPH program, a medical school, or the size of the university. And I don't think any of these are kind of like aha moments. They all kind of make sense, right? But it does give us information for those schools of social work that are on campuses with an academic medical center or an MPH program present. It might be an environment more conducive to developing a health-specific track for training social work students. So what we found was that there is this substantial gap still exists between the workforce demands and the health-specific programs of study among those accredited MSW programs. So what was found in the literature 20 to 30 years ago is still present. We really haven't done much in terms of trying to develop our educational programs to meet these workforce demands. 47% of the concentration tracks offered an intertwined health and mental health focus. And I call this kind of a diluted focus, in that it is very difficult to get the amount of information across when you have both health and mental health that you're focusing on, especially if you're thinking about mental health policy or theories that you might use in clinical practice. And despite these transformative changes we've seen over the last 10 to 20 years in the delivery of healthcare service and a mounting focus on public health and preventative care, no programs had requirements in related courses. Only three programs had electives in healthcare systems or administrations, and only two programs offered a public health elective course. So we really are not seeing schools of social work kind of take up a focused health training program and very little focus on public health preventative care and ambulatory care models, at least from the perspective of the course offerings that we see. The other thing that's noted is there's no standardization of requirements for these tracks, right? There's great variability in what the requirements are for practice policy theory in HBSC, and the requirements are kind of less than rigorous. I was really surprised how few programs did have health-specific requirements for those core course areas. And finally, we were surprised that only slightly more than a third of the programs with the concentration or specialization take advantage of the opportunity to develop a dual MSW-MPH program. Limitations of this study. So first and foremost, this study relied upon published material available on the accredited schools of social work websites and university registrars. So if it isn't up, if your website wasn't up to date, we didn't have access to your material, and therefore our findings may be skewed. And again, same for the course requirements. If it wasn't available on the website, we didn't see it. We didn't solicit course syllabi or other materials directly from the schools. And then finally, the Carnegie classifications are retrospective in nature and, you know, may not reflect some current changes in policy programs infrastructure. We did use the 2005 data file for this particular project. However, that data file is updated periodically. And the last update was February 2010, so fairly timely. However, it is a retrospective look at the university characteristics. Any questions?